Good morning. We appreciate everyone being here. I know that it is a busy week. We welcome you to the Senate's Governance and Finance Committee. We will be starting as a subcommittee today. We do have a member who is also chairing Trans in Housing, and Senator Bell will be here in just a bit. Some quick housekeeping for the membership. We will have most likely a maximum of 5 additional bills that may be coming to us on both the Senate and the Assembly side. We are not sure if we're going to be seeing these bills or not. There is a potential, as we always know, that depending on the timing of the bills, may go straight to the floor, may be coming to this committee, but we're still waiting on referral. So just wanting to make sure that folks know that there may be an additional, this is a maximum of 5 bills. And obviously they're going through the committee process on the Assembly side as well. Just wanted to make sure that everyone had a heads up. Ladies and gentlemen, the committee, we have one bill that is in front of us today. We're going to welcome the good Senator from Marinda to be able to come forward. That's on SB 274, which is on the administration of taxes and the notice of a deficiency assessment. Have some questions on this, but I know that there will be support on each side of this. So we're going to ask for a truncated presentation from Senator Glazier on this one, and as well as the witnesses. So, good Senator, the floor is yours, sir.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I appreciate you taking the time to hear this bill. As you know, let me just summarize briefly what this bill does. It will help provide statutory authority to the Franchise Tax Board to establish a process for taxpayers to report and pay California taxes conforming to new federal rules pertaining to partnership audit adjustments. Now, that's a very exciting field, I know. It's got everybody riveted here. Partnership audit adjustments. As you know, the federal government changed the way adjustments from audits of partnerships are assessed. By the IRS. And these new federal rules attempt to centralize partnership audit adjustments and also allow partnerships to allocate their share of adjustments in any tax liability to an individual partner. Now, although partnerships were able to opt in early, almost none did. These new partnership audit procedures are mandatory beginning the 2018 taxable year. And with these new rules, the Franchise Tax Board believes that it lacks statutory authority to collect taxes under the new federal rules. And in December of 2017, the 3-member Franchise Tax Board voted to support legislation to address this issue. So in collaboration with the Franchise Tax Board, Caltax, and several national organizations, this language presented in this bill authorized the Franchise Tax Board to collect from partnerships or their individual partners any increased state tax liability resulting from federal audit of partnerships. This bill does not increase taxes, simply ensures that the FTB will remain in compliance with these new federal rules. This bill also defines the process for the partnership or partners to report adjustments and pay their California tax liabilities, which we know we all want. With the option of an alternative reporting approach subject to FTB approval. Joining me today is Therese Tomei from Caltax to help answer any questions. And with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Senator. We're grateful always to see Therese here in committee. Ma'am, would you like to be able to have the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Therese Tomei, representing the California Taxpayers Association. First of all, I'd like to thank the author, Senator Glazier, for carrying this very important bill. And the reason this is important is this California model establishes a structure that is going to be used by other states. Because California is so large and has so many multi-state partnerships, it's important for both businesses as well as the Franchise Tax Board to achieve uniformity. Uniformity reduces the compliance costs for partnerships that operate in multiple states. For the Franchise Tax Board, this also increases tax enforcement activities and makes it more efficient because as there's multi-jurisdictional issues, the Franchise Tax Board can work with other states based on a uniform set of rules. We also like to note that this bill was approved by the Assembly on a bipartisan basis with unanimous vote. The bill came out of the Assembly on an 80-0 vote. There is an urgency clause because this bill needs to go into effect at the beginning of this year. With that, we thank the committee, thank committee staff, and we urge your aye vote.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Jeff Severs. I'm here on behalf of the Master Limited Partnership Association. This is the association representing publicly traded partnerships. So we'd first like to thank the senator and staff, members of the Franchise Tax Board, for working with us to identify and recognize the uniqueness of partnerships that are publicly traded. They trade like stock, so they can be, you know, can be millions of shares traded, and technically those are all considered partners. So identifying the uniqueness of it and allowing that to be considered in the bill to work with the Franchise Tax Board, so if there is an audit, the proper amount can be reported to the state. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We'd now like to invite anyone else who would like to be able to speak in support of the bill. If you could please advance at this time, first and last name and organization. Those who are in support of the bill, please advance. Last call. We now would like to be able to ask if there's anyone who are here in opposition, if you could please advance. Opposition, last call. Let's bring it back to committee for questions or comments.
Happy to move the bill at the appropriate time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much. That is a motion by Senator Morlock. Any additional questions or comments? Before we go to the close for the good senator, we'd like to be able to just, and Senator, I know that there's been some communication between our hardworking committee staff as well as your hardworking staff about cleanup. And really looking at the issue of partnerships. And I think that there is still some concern about ambiguity about partnerships and partnership elections, particularly in how it relates to FTB, and wanting to ensure that we have a commitment, and it could either come through the committee process and or through your office, about looking at some cleanup legislation next year on changing the shall to a may that would make it clear in regards to the section is permissive and not mandatory, and wanting to make sure that you're comfortable with that.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question, and I am aware of the issue and the concern, and it has been discussed among the stakeholders and the FTB prior to the hearing.
Yep.
In terms of how we keep everybody together and ensure that we get this work done. And I think there is some differences of opinion on that issue, and that there are some that would like to have some experience with this new rule in place to see whether that's a change that's required or needed, and there's others who would like to simply just clean it up and give that discretion to them from the start. What I'd like to commit to you is that we will continue to talk about it and work on it next year and see if we can see if the experts, the FTB, which is the ones who you're trying to give that discretion to, is something that they would like. I'm not so sure that's clear to me, and I'd like to work with all the stakeholders to advance that in the coming year so that we can make the best decision going forward.
Mr. Chair, because we worked with FTB on the language, every word, comma was vetted through several months of negotiations, working with the FTB to make sure that we have a model that works based on what we know now of the IRS guidelines. But those IRS guidelines have been changing since the federal enactment in 2015. And because it went into effect the beginning of this year, not many states, and California has not had much experience with this. So we commit to working with committee staff as well as the Franchise Tax Board. We're not sure whether or not cleanup would come next year or when we have more experience with some of these other issues and potential changes in the federal IRS guidelines. We'd like to come back. So we commit to working with you. We're not sure that we can commit now for legislation next year or potential legislation in 2020 because it might make more sense to combine any of those other changes that may be coming down the pipeline. But since FTB was our partner in developing this language, we cannot commit to making the change, but we would definitely commit to working with you and the committee staff.
I'm going to have Diane from FTB to please advance to the dais, please, as have some questions. We'd like to be able to establish a quorum, and then we'll get right back, just since we have all the folks here. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Wynn. Wynn present. Bell.
Here.
Bell present. Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez present. Hertzberg. Lara. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present.
Thank you so much. A quorum has been established, Diane. We welcome you, the famous Diane from FTB. What we'd like to be able to see is from you, is it going to be easier with the may? Is it going to be easier with the shall? Understanding that this has been a long-standing discussion and has been quite complicated, and do appreciate all sides on this. But if you don't mind, just providing us your opinion, please.
Well, I mean, we did negotiate through with this language with the groups, you know, with Caltax and Cost, and We all agreed that this language would work because I think at the beginning we were insisting on May, but through negotiation we felt that we could work with shall with the language that we have in that sentence. So we are willing to look at it later though to see if it would be better, you know, later as May. And I, you know, I probably would have to defer to our legal experts at FTB. I'm not an attorney, so.
Please.
Mr. Chair, as a former tax preparer, this last week of session is sort of like tax season. It just kind of keeps ramping up until the last day, and then you're done. But what really holds up tax preparers is these K-1s that are coming out of the partnerships. We're waiting forever until the end of, almost literally to April 15th. So I'd be reluctant to try to make an amendment today. I'd like to see it go through and then make changes later because.
There's no amendment on the table. All we're asking for is for cleanup. So what I'd like to be at, we're passing the bill cleanly as is, but there is some concern on committee staff's part as well that, there's some ambiguity in this, and that ambiguity can advance, particularly on the elections, and that ambiguity can advance some pretty costly litigation. And obviously, that's something we all want to avoid. I think both sides want to avoid. So what I'd like to be able to suggest is this, and again, there are no formal amendments that are being advanced on this bill today. Would like to be able to suggest a meeting this fall and a meeting in the first quarter of 2019 between obviously the author's office, the stakeholders, as well as FTB and our office and committee staff to be able to discuss this. Would like to be able to see if we can have a commitment on that just so that we're touching base and then candidly trying to be proactive to avoid any fires as this has been a long time coming. And Mr. Senator, you're comfortable with that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think that's a very constructive suggestion and I'm happy to participate as appropriate in that with the people that know a lot more than my office about these matters, including your staff.
So that's great. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Again, I think we're all on the same page. Our biggest piece is we want to create any type of show that may be, and feel free to put the word in front of it, as we advance, as this has been a challenge to be able to get to and appreciate everyone's hard work and wanting to make sure this is as smooth as possible. So we'll establish a working group, if you will, with the Senator's office, stakeholders, FTB, and government finance staff here fall as well as one in first quarter 2019 in touching base, if that works for folks. We currently have a quorum. We also have a motion on the floor by Senator Morlock. This has bipartisan support. Senator, would you like to close?
Thank you for all your help. You, Mr. Chairman, and your staff and the stakeholders and the FTB. And with that, I respectfully ask an aye vote.
Thank you so much. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye. You have 6-0.
Thank you.
That is 6-0. We're going to keep the roll open as Senator Hertzey is on his way. So thank you so much, everyone, for all the work. Thank you.
Nice call, Diane.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, Jimmy.
Thank you for
coming. Oh, sorry, and thank you so much.
We are asking Senator Hertzberg to please come to Government Finance as we have PERS committee that needs to launch here shortly. If Senator Hertzberg can please come to Government Finance, room 112 immediately. 6-0. The motion was return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
Hertzberg?
Hey, there we go. That is 7-0. 7-0. The bill is out. We're closing the roll. Thank you so much. We are adjourned, and here comes PERS.